Radio's version of the poop emoji, Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Springdale, Arkansas. Last week, 27-year-old Hunter Jones was recently doing some day drinking around 8 o'clock in the morning.
Whoa. Wow, that's morning drinking.
Yeah, that's not day yet, even.
By 11 o'clock, he had drank over a half gallon of liquor.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay, someone's got a problem.
Then he got hungry and tried to do some cooking.
That could end well.
According to the police report, he was trying to bake oatmeal cookies on his George Foreman grill.
Wait, he's trying to grill cookies?
Yep, but he forgot about them and then they caught on fire.
Oh my God!
A little while later, firefighters showed up and saw smoke billowing out of the windows from his house. So they came to the door and yelled, "Is anybody in there?"
Yeah, good.
And sure enough, he answered the door.
Okay.
And he was completely naked.
Okay. He's like, "What's the problem?" I'm about ready to eat some cookies.
Told authorities that he didn't know that anything was on fire, but he would, quote, take care of it.
What?
Hunter then closed the door on the firefighters and then went back inside.
He shut the door on
him. Yeah.
God.
He then proceeded to throw some towels on the Foreman grill to smother the fire, but then the towels also caught on fire and it began to spread. In the end, firefighters had to break a window to get him out, and luckily nobody was hurt, but they say Hunter was dangerously close to dying of smoke inhalation. Later at the hospital, he also admitted that he'd been snorting nutmeg seasoning.
That just sounds really painful.
Well, when you run out of the good stuff, you gotta go over the herbs.
I mean,
it's not clear if he's facing any charges for that or the fire. But man, this dude knows how to have a good time in the morning.
I've also learned that I think my cooking skills are on par with Drunk Hunter.
This next laser story is out of Germany. The biology department at the University of Munster was keeping hundreds of guinea pigs in a large cage outside to test their mating habits. And according to a recent news report, the guinea pigs took full advantage, and every night at around 11 p.m., they would just hump each other constantly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, baby!
It's a big guinea pig get-together.
Unfortunately, the University of Munster is right next to a neighborhood, and the loud sounds of guinea pig intimacy were keeping the neighbors up, I guess.
Okay.
I don't even want to hear that.
Yeah, whatever. I'm YouTubing. I need to hear what that sounds like.
It's so high-pitched.
You think?
One guy ended up filing a formal complaint, and last Thursday, a judge sided with the neighbors. Now the university will have to move the guinea pigs further away from a residential area.
Come on.
But think about it. You're like coming into work and, I'm so tired, man. Yeah. Guinea pig sex again last night.
After the ruling, one neighbor was quoted as saying, "People might think it's funny to witness a guinea pig orgy, but trust me, after a few minutes of watching, you'll wish you never saw it.
Whoa.
It's more disturbing than you think. Plus, it creates a hell of a ruckus."
More disturbing?
I know. What are they?
Lots of leather. Probably lots of leather. Little leather masks on those guinea pigs.
I'm picturing like a ball gag situation here.
This next laser story is out of Vail, Colorado. A 30-year-old man called the cops recently after he went to fill up for gas and then noticed something odd. Apparently, somebody had jammed a bunch of salmon into his gas tank.
Yeah.
And it wasn't cheap canned salmon either. It was expensive smoked salmon.
Oh, fancy.
He was pretty sure he knew who it was. His neighbor, who he'd been feuding with for a while, over the usual stuff like parking and loud music.
I like how only in Vail do you get smoked salmon stuffed into your gas tank.
Right?
So when the cops went to the neighbor's place, she admitted that she'd had smoked salmon for dinner the night before, but she denied jamming it into the gas tank.
Oh, coincidence.
Cops didn't buy it, but they wound up not filing charges because they didn't have enough proof, nor did they want to spend the time on something so lame.
Stupid.
Afterwards, a police spokesperson said, "Only in Vail, Colorado would you find someone harassing a neighbor with expensive smoked salmon." This next laser story is out of Biloxi, Mississippi. There's a high school senior named Kaylee Foster who had a very big night recently. First, she was crowned homecoming queen before the football team's homecoming game.
Oh, awesome.
That's such a cool feeling.
Then she put on her pads and played in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
She's mainly a soccer player, but she's also been the football team's place kicker since her sophomore year, and she's really good.
Awesome. Good for her.
During the game, she made 2 field goals, and then it went to overtime, and then she kicked an extra point to win it all.
Hey! How exciting! Like, best night of your life.
Yeah.
The final score was 13-12. So with the two field goals, she scored more than half of her team's points. And after the game, she posed for a photo wearing her football gear and her crown.
That's awesome.
Someone asked her if she was more nervous for the kick or the homecoming announcement, and she said she wasn't really nervous for either one.
She's a pro.
Yeah, she's a badass, man. Super. See, I don't know why people are worried about the youth of this nation. They're rock stars.
She was pretty sure she wouldn't win homecoming queen, but she knew she would make the extra point.
Yeah.
She said.
That's awesome.
This next legend story is out of the study of men. Are you hoping that maybe his next big milestone birthday, your husband or boyfriend will finally get rid of his football jerseys, stop wearing backwards hats, and release his puka shell necklace back into the wild? Don't hold your breath, because according to a new study, the age when men start dressing right for their age is never.
Really?
Okay. Yep.
The researchers studied men between 40 and 85 years old and found that most of them never had a moment where they looked in the mirror and realized that they were dressing too young. In fact, most of them refused to believe that things like hoodies, tennis shoes, and skinny jeans didn't look right on them at their age.
Oh, dude, that's the worst when you see like a 55-year-old with spiked hair and an affliction shirt.
Yeah, and those jeans with the white stitching.
The white stitching, yeah.
They love to wear those.
Dress shoes.
But they're so confident in their outfit.
Oh, they
you
are.
Gotta like throw them a bone. Like, you know what? If you think you look good in that, more power to you.
He's like, well, I look all like right? I'm 25.
Yeah.
Of course I'm
I've always looked like I'm 25.
And there's gotta be somebody who keeps affliction afloat.
When
okay?
I was 16, I looked 25, and then I got 25, looked 25, and I've always looked 25 since. The study didn't include women, but other studies have shown that women are different. They do hit points where they decide they should start dressing differently. Men, on the other hand, are more stubborn when it comes to their fashion. This next laser story is out of Pizza Headquarters. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, approximately 2,300 Americans went to the emergency room last year because of pizza.
Pizza hurt us.
Probably because they burn themselves.
Here are the four main types of pizza injuries. Number one, bad cuts that happen when you're cutting the pizza.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a pizza cutter. Where are you putting your fingers, man?
Well, if you don't have a pizza cutter, you're trying to use a knife sometimes.
No,
it'd be difficult.
Plastic knife, too. I'm
what?
Ghetto.
Number two, pizza burns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does that count the roof of your mouth burn?
Maybe.
I feel like there's points where I should have gone to the ER.
Number three, falling while you're making it.
What?
That's a weird pizza injury, I guess. Yeah, you're jumping up and down in the kitchen because you're about to have pizza and then you fall. And of course, number four, falling while you're picking it up from a restaurant.
Why are so many people falling with pizza?
Pizza falling injury.
Does it just make you delirious? Like,
I don't know.
Are you just like, oh, I'm so dizzy. I'm so excited for this.
The report also put a special focus on one 58-year-old guy who went to the emergency room after he fell out of his bed reaching for some pizza.
Oh.
So apparently, a lot of people are just falling down mm-hmm. when it comes to eating pizza. So lesson learned, sit. Sit
yeah.
if you're around pizza, because you're about to probably fall and have to go to the emergency room. This guy doesn't get excited for pizza, but he does get excited for shoes. Falls down right on top of him. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. And that means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Monday.